Hey friends, and welcome back to the Alex Makes VR podcast. In today's episode, it's day number 5 of my 10-day challenge, halfway now, of this series where I'm hoping to encourage and inspire you to take steps towards being the kind of person that you want to be, taking 5 minutes of your day today to work on something that you will be proud of, to not wait till January 1st to get that, you know, that motivation buzz, that I'll start January 1st. No, you're going to start today just with 5 minutes of doing something that you love, something that you want to make progress in, something that you said you've been wanting to do all year and you've not got around to. Just take 5 minutes today. Like I said in previous episodes, you could be on the toilet. Doesn't matter. In the bath. whilst you're waiting for that stir fry to finish cooking, whatever it is, 5 minutes for you to make progress. So we are halfway through. I'm so excited to see so many of you following along with this challenge. It has been a real pleasure to be chatting with some of you over DMs and email. Really makes me happy. Especially some of the feedback about some of the more practical kind of the marketing episode. Sounds like some of you, that was like a bit of a breakthrough moment. That makes me so happy. Obviously, I would love to hear from you if you've got any insights, if you've had any revelations, or even if you've just got subjects that you want me to tackle in future episodes, you can reach out to me, Alex Makes VR, on Instagram and Twitter. So today's episode, I guess, is quite quite poignant, I guess, for the halfway mark of this 10-day challenge. Because in today's episode, I want to talk about how there is never a good time to start. There is never the right time to start. There is just now. You know? And this one, I guess, is more aimed at some of you listening that haven't taken action over the last 5 days. And that's absolutely fine. I get it. Life gets in the way, especially some of you have got loads going on. It's very easy for me to say, as someone who is single and doesn't have any kids and doesn't have, you know, a 9-to-5 job to hold down, I totally appreciate that it can be hard to dedicate some time or even just mental energy towards doing something. But the truth is that there will never be a right time. There will never be a good time to start something new, to take a risk, to be bold and brave, to go in a different direction, to start that creative project. There will never be a right time. You just have to do it. And as soon as you can get out of your own head, as soon as you can drop all of those expectations that you might have on yourself or of this thing that you want to do, as soon as you can just clear all of that and say, do you know what? The goal is just to start. And if I start, I am achieving something. It doesn't have to be a results-based goal. You don't need to, you know, on day one of learning Mandarin, be fluent. You don't have to, on day one of writing a script, have finished it or have the perfect idea. That's it. Even if, like, it's a creative project and you don't even have the idea for it, maybe your challenge is spending 5 minutes just to think of ideas, brainstorm, journal, go through old notes, old emails, have a 5-minute conversation with a friend specifically about that topic, whatever it might be. There is never a right time to start. You just have to start. And so often as creatives, we get in our own heads. We're like, wow, I'm kind of in a good routine with this now. And I just don't want to break the flow with this. And oh, but what if I fail at that? But you'll never know. You'll never know unless you start, unless you try. So even though we are already halfway through this 10 days, I encourage you listening, if you have not taken 5 minutes to do something for yourself today, please set the timer as soon as this podcast finishes and take five. If you were listening to this podcast, you've got 5 minutes, my friend. 5 minutes, set the timer, do something, whatever it is. Your 5 minutes today could literally be setting the timer and just thinking about what you want to improve. Maybe you don't necessarily know yet. Maybe you feel like you want to do something in the creative space, or you want to do something that kind of helps your wellness, but you're just not sure what exactly that is. What does that look like? So maybe your 5 minutes is to take 5 minutes to think about that. Just something. Please, please take action today. There is never a good time. There is never the right time. They always say that, you know, some of the best and biggest businesses in the world are created from recessions, from hard times. And that is basically proof that there is never a right time to start. You would think that starting a business in the middle of economic turbulence, starting a business in economic hardships, starting a business when no one is buying anything would be a terrible idea. But the fact that some of the biggest companies in the world are started during those times tells you that there is no right time to start. There's a famous saying in stock investing. I believe it comes from Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, and also one of the most famous and prolific and brilliant stock investors of all time. He said, "The right time to invest is yesterday. The next best is today." So don't wait. Take action. Please, 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 please set your timer as soon as this finishes, which is going to be in approximately 30 seconds. And do something. Make yourself proud. Take action, because there is no right time. The right time is now, my friend. That's it from me. Let me know what it is that you're doing with your challenge, and I will speak to you tomorrow.